Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Longino.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. ETIF, man. Thank God it's Friday, man. Boy, it's been a rough week, man. But, hey, we got an incredible show going on today. We're going to be talking about African-American men, us brothers, and how that it's time for us to minimize our excuses, man. But before we get into all that, you know, we got a special guest coming on the show today, as we always do. Before we get into all that, we're going to enjoy the song of the day by Outkast, Liberation. Check it out, man. Issues of the Day. Thank you all for tuning in. If you want to call in, 347-326-9697. Here we go, Outkast, Liberation. Issues of the Day, Talk Radio.
There's a fine line to the baby I'm on it.
There's a fine line between love and hate. See, can't wait too late, but baby I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby I'm on it. What a nigga thing to see, and that's liberation, and baby, I want it. Can't worry about what another nigga think, now that's liberation, and baby, I want it.
Shake it, 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 sh
Nigga, no, no.
Smoke in your face, you're a superstar. Nigga, think around, cause of who you are. You get a lot of love, cause of what you got. Say they happy for you, but they really not. Sell a lot of records and you roll a bin. Fall up in the fights, now you're losing friends. All you wanna do is give the world your heart. Record label try to make it compromise your heart.
I must admit, they planted a lot of things in the brains and the veins of my strain. Makes it hard to refrain from the host of cocaine, from them whores, from the flame, from a post in the game. Makes it hard to maintain focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sowed get devoured by the same locusts. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now I voice their cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten flames dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you foster dreaded. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected. Dissecting my pride, who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion-hearted, without infanticide. It's like that red sprite, you can't imagine. Unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel. Picking cotton from the killing fields with no toll. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers. You a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lies never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs. Throw the mane on your head, say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen. Just by rapping, Libertad, Libertad, Libertad.
I know instantly it's going to be negative responses, but it's really
trying to get a positive outlook on why, on what we can, as black men, bring to this, to our families, to ourselves, to the church, to the community, to the world, and we don't have to be doing negative things like drugs and so forth. Basically, on what we can do as far as helping out the community and the world itself, we have a lot to be proud of. That's why I came up with the title "No More Excuses for the Black Man." We have a lot as black people to be proud of. I know we had a lot of over the years we've consumed a lot of death, a lot of imprisonment, a lot of negativity, but we've also done a lot of great things. We have a lot of young brothers out there who have gone from the streets and taken that time period in their life and used it in a positive and made something positive out of it in the end of their life. What I mean by that is, you know, we can look at people like Tyler Perry, who was homeless at one point, and now the brother is, you know, close to being a billionaire with his movies and his production team and so forth. And that is a total. That is a huge blessing in itself to watch yourself go from, you know, living and sleeping in cars to now driving anything you want to drive. You know, I mean, living the life, the American dream. So that's one example. You have another example in hip hop artists and the mogul, Jay-Z. Look where he came from, man. You know, Brooklyn, in the streets and drugs and so forth, and he took that aspect of his life, and now he's worth half a billion dollars with Rockaway and all the things that he's accomplished in his time period, you know, with the investments in basketball teams and other deals that he's had going on. And you can look at other people like 50 Cent and various other people who have just come from the bottom and worked all their way and hustled hard their way and worked their way to the top. A lot of us didn't make it. A lot of us ended up dead. A lot of us ended up in prison. A lot of us ended up, you know, unable to exceed in our life and do great things that these other individuals have done. But we have done things like this since the beginning of time. A friend of mine gave me a list, and I don't even have it with me, which is crazy. I should have it with me, but I don't have it with me right now. But he gave me a list of people, and, you know, that list of people showed me. It gave a list of all African Americans and the things that we invented, and, you know, some of the things that I remember off top just by visual was the fact that, you know, we made the cell phone. I never knew that we even created cell phone. You know, a lot of things we figured that, you know, white people probably made, but we actually created the cell phone. We created the hair dryer. Oddly enough, we created the hair dryer. We created, you know, stoplights and so forth. We are responsible for a lot that is happening in this world, and we do not take acknowledgement of that. We think we can't do anything. We can do everything because we've pretty much covered all bases on inventions and what we have already done, what our ancestors have done, the people in the past have done. So there's no really, and that's why I say there's no more excuses for the black man. Yes, we have, you know, they do make it hard on us. They do make it difficult on us if you've been imprisoned or if you live in low-income areas. They do make it kind of difficult for you. But, you know, I can only agree with somebody on the fact that there's no more excuses for the black man if there has not been one single solitary African-American male who has made something out of himself. But when you look at people like Denzel Washington, Wesley Snipes, Kevin Lyles, Ice-T, Michael Jordan, Allen Iverson, you know, Samuel Jackson, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, you know, Harriet Tubman, when you look at what these people have accomplished in their life, that's why I say there's no more excuses for us. We can't continue to make excuses. Oh, I can't do this for this reason. Oh, they hold me back. They got their foot on my neck. Oh, the white man is doing this. The white man's doing that. Instead of misery looking for company, man, why don't you find a way out of your situation? You know, quit crying. Quit bitching. Any up, man up, figure out a way you can get it done. Right now, really, in 2008, it's 10 times easier to make $1 million than it was, you know, back in the 80s and 70s. You got the internet, man. I mean, the internet is a major tool that drives money. You don't even have to leave your house anymore. You can sit right in front of your right on your couch, pull up a laptop, and make your money sitting right there. I mean, just to give you an example, there was a young gentleman, and I'm not sure what his name was, but he created a business by just running errands for rich people. He started out running errands for one person, and he just took that idea and realized, oh, I can make money doing this, and just start doing it for all rich. Now he's a multimillionaire. It doesn't take much. It just takes an idea, the will to do it, and the drive and the motivation to get it done, and you can have it. The world is a lot more advanced now. There's a lot more technology out here. Information is moving faster than ever. There's no reason. Just like me doing this talk show right here. I mean, look, I mean, I can run this talk show like anything else. Just like 96.3, 106.7, or the Beat out there in New York City. I can do all that right here. Play music, take calls. Anything. It's easy, man. It's too advanced out here for anybody to say, well, they can't do this or they can't do that, or no, this ain't available to us and we ain't got the funding. Man, there's all kind of free programs out there. Find one. Go out there and search, research. If you can sit on a street corner, or you can go figure out in your mind to sit and contemplate up a scheme to do something wrong, you can take that same thought process and do something right and get the same results out of it. Yeah, it's gonna take you longer. But in the end, you're going to get the better results, and you don't have to worry about going to jail for or possible imprisonment or anything or death behind it. No, you can take that blessing and what you did, and you can live happily, and you don't have to worry about none of them things. But people want the easy way out. That's a lot of our problems as far as African-American male. I'm not speaking of African-American women. I'm talking about the males. It's a lot of our problem, man. We want the here and now. We don't want to plan and take our time to slow grind things out. We want it now. We want that quick lick. We want that fast cash. And that's not going to work. We have to do something different. When I roll these streets every day and I'm out here talking to people on the job, or if I'm out in the neighborhood riding around, sitting around talking to people, man, I can just see how lost a lot of our brothers are. Just are. Especially the young generation. You know, we're not even graduating from high school anymore. I mean, we at least used to do that. Now, I mean, you know, it's been a major decline in African American males who graduate from high school now. A major decline. You know, when did it become cool to be stupid? When did it become cool to be a dummy? You know, you thinking that you can't survive out here in this world without education, at least the basics. You know, not necessarily saying you have to go to college, but at least you have to get a high school diploma, if not a GED, to get any kind of job. You know, you got to be able to finance and fund whatever situation, whatever it is you try to do, live, eat, new business, something. You can't walk around here without no college, without at least a high school diploma to be able to try to do something better. No, but a lot of us don't think like that, man. They think it's cool to walk around here, you know, being disrespectful to older people, not taking care of our family and our kids, you know, being just ignorant. They think that's cool or it's hip or it's all right to go in and out of jail all the time. I mean, at some point, man, it's got to stop. You know, and if we do not figure out a way to rectify this situation, man, we're going to be in a world of trouble. You know, we already got all the odds against us, and we're the ones who created this place. So why not take advantage of it? But a lot of us are unaware of the things that we've done. And that's why that's why we had the mentality that we have. You know, if you haven't picked up this movie out that Denzel Washington, Oprah, put together, and it's called The Great Debaters. If you haven't picked up that movie, you need to go check it out. If you haven't picked up a movie called Talk to Me, you have to go pick that movie up. It's about a radio DJ called Petey Green, came from the streets, was in prison doing this talk show thing for the prisoners, and he was able to go and actually do that nationwide, and actually opened up for James Brown at one point when Martin Luther King passed away and got assassinated. So, you know, pay attention to those kind of movies, man. This stuff is real life. It's true. We have the great ability to be creative. If you look at what's going on today when it comes to cars, prime example. Why do you think the manufacturers are throwing factory 22-inch rims on cars, 24s on trucks? They was not doing that because they thought, let's just make the real world bigger. No, they did that because we take the car that we drive off a lot and we enhance it. And we would spend thousands of dollars putting bigger rims, different color rims, chrome rims, different paint jobs, you know, roofs, TVs, and I saw a guy, man, who had a TV in his in the inside of his gas tank. You know, right when you open up, you know, the gas tank or whatever, it was sitting right there. I mean, we just creative. We are the reason why they do a lot of stuff. They cater to us. So why not go from the people who are buying all the stuff and going to the producers and the ones who's making it and sell to ourselves and keep the money in-house? But no, we don't. We pay them and we ride around and look good, but we're making them all the money. You know, Funkmaster Flex, he has his own thing to where he's doing something like that, and he's being a producer and as far as producing that kind of quality product that we like to do. You know, it's stuff like that, man. We're the reason for a lot of change. They have to cater to what we do because we spend the money. We bring that money. We know when it comes to clothes and electronics and TVs. You know, all this plasma TV stuff and all these big screen flat screens, and they weren't doing that for the white people. They did that because we spend a lot of money on unnecessary stuff sometimes, and I didn't even do it. You know, I'm guilty of it. You know, I had a little bit of money, walk around here, you know, blew some money on some rims, blew money on nice luxurious furniture and all this kind of stuff, and don't got none of it today, you know. And I made somebody else rich. You know, I had a thought the other day, my friend was last week, and I'm like, you know, I'm wearing all these clothes, why not make my own clothes and wear my own clothes with my own name on it? So, I mean, it's that kind of thought. Instead of going from people who buy all the time, let's go and be the ones who produce a lot of this stuff, and we can make our own money, keep all the money within our own culture. You know, the Hispanics do it, the Jews do it. Why can't we do it? Why do we sit up here and hate on the next man trying to better himself? You know, I see it every day. It could be a dude, he could be riding down the street in a nice 2008 CL Benz, and one person will look at him like, man, he's doing it. No, that's good. Congratulations. Another person look at him like, man, he ain't shit. Forget him. I'm about to figure out a way to take that. I see DVDs. I got a Hood's DVD where his people on there, I mean, literally like just boasting and bragging about taking another man's jewelry. I mean, how big can you feel bragging on TV? First, you dry snitching, but then, too, you bragging on TV about how you look like you in your 30s anyway. So, and then you bragging about taking another man's jewelry and making him pay for it to get it back. Why don't you go find something constructive to do? Why are you taking all that time to rob this man of what he worked hard to get? Why don't you go work hard and get the same thing? You know, and then people really believe I mean, a lot of them out here really think that that's cool. I don't understand that. We constantly bring each other down. You know, a lot of us don't even have each other's backs. We won't even support, and we'll find out what's going on before we call somebody guilty or you know, disassociate ourselves with somebody. Prime example, R. Kelly. Now, you know, we all figure, you know, R. Kelly might have did it, might not have did it. However, we don't know. A lot of people say they watched the video. I saw it myself. I don't believe it was him. A lot of people believe it was him. A lot of people don't believe it was him. A lot of people don't even know. With all the technology that goes on today, hell, they can put R. Kelly next to Tupac if they wanted to. So there's no telling with that with that video what is what with today's technology. But the very moment that story aired, from the very first time it aired, not when they kept rescheduling, resetting trial dates, I'm talking about when the very first time this aired, all I heard from black people was, oh, I can't believe it. I don't believe he did it. Oh, my God. What kind of man is he? Instead of saying, well, let's see what happens. Let's see how the case unfolds. You know, instead of tearing down each other like we always do, why not try to just, you know, back each other until we find out the truth? You know, that's one thing that we know we don't have that. We don't have each other's backs. We don't look out for one another. We don't take that kind of approach when it comes to us. And then especially like when brothers out here own businesses. That's another thing that bugs me. We do not, a lot of us, not saying all of us, because a lot of us handle our business very well, and we take pride in our business and what it is and what we do. Some of us do not believe in taking care of business, and they wonder why they get the results that they get from their business. Okay, example, you have a barbershop, and your barbershop is supposed to open up at 8 o'clock and close at 6. Don't open your doors at 11 o'clock and then go to lunch at 12. I done seen that mess, man, so many times, man. It's ridiculous, bro. You go somewhere where they're supposed to open up at a certain time. They don't open up on time, and when they do finally open, they stay open for a few hours. Then they go on lunch, and lunch is a half hour to an hour, depending on your business. Some of them stay gone 2 or 3 hours at a time, if they show back up at all. You know, and then, you know, they want to shut the doors. Handle your business, man. And this is another reason why it's hard for us to prosper, because we don't take care of what we do have. We want everybody else to help us out, give us, you know what I'm saying, give a hand out or something, back us up when we don't handle our business. Until we learn how to handle that business, we're not going to be successful in what we need to do. And as far as you know, being successful, it's been, you know, it's been all right, man. If you want to call in at 347-326-9697, Issues of the Day, Talk Radio with the New Voice of the People. No more excuses for the black man is what we're talking about today. I suppose I had a guest on today, but he was not able to make it. So we're going to eventually do this show again. But it's not going to be, that's not going to hear me talking all day. You're going to hear another individual, and he's going to come through with that information and that dialogue that you're going to want to listen to once I ask him the questions that I want to ask him. So today's all me. I didn't want to cancel the show out. I canceled mine last night because my co-host was not able to get the show up and running, so I missed out on a show last night. So I was not going to do that today. I was definitely going to hook it up, so that's why the show is not going according to plan, but it's all good. You got the new voice of the people. I know a lot of people out there probably ain't liking what I'm saying right now, but I'm speaking the truth, man. If we're going to move forward as black people, we got to handle our business and take care of responsibilities and look out for one another. You know, if we see something happening in our community, we got to speak up for it. We got to stand up for that. And have each other's backs. That's the only way we're going to fix this, the continuing trend and problem that we have. If we want our kids to be great kids, then we got to be in our kids' lives 110%, man. We can't just be there every blue moon, you know, and think that's going to get the job done. No, we got to be there every day. If we want our wives, and the wives want their husbands to be great spouses, well, then you got to take care of each other, have each other's back, and support one another. If we want our churches to go from going back to the good old days where, you know, our churches wasn't a business. It wasn't, you know, we got to take the ATM machines out of the church, you know what I'm saying? We have to take care of one another and really be about loving thy neighbor. You know, if we really want to reap the rewards and the blessings that we deserve. We don't understand, a lot of people don't understand, man, we created this. We built this from the ground up. Just check the history. Go on the internet. Google it up. Find out what all we created. You'll see. And when we come back and do this show again, I'm going to have that list, which I should have today, but I was not expecting this to happen. But anyway, I'm going to have that list. I'm going to list and give you some of those names and what we created. So for those out there who think that, nah, man, I don't want to hear that, man. Nothing, man, they said, oh, man, y'all got all them excuses. Ain't no more excuses. You got everything at your fingertips. You know what I mean? You got it all right here. You got the internet. You got, if you don't know how to read, there's 100 million libraries out here. Pick one. If you know how to write, 100 million free programs out there that teach you how to write. You know, quit trying to make excuses, man. It's not going to work anymore. It's not going to work. You got to handle your business. If you want something, you got to work hard at it to go get it. The quick lick, easy fix, it's not going to cut it. There's not a guarantee in that. And I'm going to say this to a lot of brothers out there who think that God can't change their frame of mind. God can't change their life. God can't do this. He put me, God, if God loved me, he wouldn't put me in this situation. You put yourself in this situation. God can get you out. You know, we don't pray anymore. I don't even pray every day. I try to get up and have that mindset and that focus to pray 3 times a day or many times ever I want, whether I'm riding down the street, at work, at home, in the shower, eating dinner, whenever. I try to put that install that in my brain, man. God is the way. We got to get the Lord back into our lives, man, and that's going to take care of a lot of that frustration. But if you don't utilize him, you never know. People put more trust in that gun than they do the Lord. But they don't know that Lord's going to go further than that gun, because that gun can jam on you. No, you may not have time to pull that gun, but you can shoot out a prayer all day long, and that Passover will come into your life, and you will not have, you will probably be surprised at what the things the Lord's going to do. So for those out there who think that, oh man, God can't do it, man, I'm just going to go out here and do what I do. You go right ahead, but don't blame him for it. Blame yourself because you made the decision. You know, life comes down to decisions. And it's your, and the decisions that you make is going to determine that outcome in your life. And you can't put no blame on it except for yourself. So, like I said, man, tune in to Issues of the Day again. You know, hey, you want to call in 347-326-9697. Want to email some comments. You want to cuss me out. You want to uplift me. Whatever it is you want to do. Issues of the Day at yahoo.com. Folks, I'm sitting down with a guest today, but like I said, if you're just tuning in, man, he's not here, so I'm doing it today. There's no more excuses for the black man. That's the show for the day. And I've already explained a lot as far as why there's no more excuses for the black man. And I'm going to continue on. We got about another 25 minutes to go. Call in 347-326-9697. You're listening to the new voice of the people, Taj Longino. Us brothers, man, we have a lot to be thankful for, and we have to act like it. We have to carry ourselves and walk like it. It's time to pull your damn pants up, sagging your pants down to your ankles. That's not cool. Nobody's impressed by it. It don't make you look big and tough. It makes you look stupid. It makes you look ignorant. It's time to pull the drawers up, bro. Walking down the street with half of your hair braided, another half stuff out, man, that's not what's going on, man. If you want people to take you seriously, you got to take yourself seriously and get out of that hood mentality, man. It's not going to work. It's not going to be what you need to do to move forward and excel. You know, and that goes for the young sisters too. And I'm gonna throw this out there for them: respect yourself. If you want brothers to stop talking to you like you're a whore and a slut, then you need to stop carrying yourselves like a whore and a slut. You know, if you want people to respect you as a woman, not a young lady, but as a woman, then you have to carry yourself like a woman. Your appearance has to start off for a woman. The words that come out of your mouth will determine how a brother approaches you, the way you act. You know, if you're out here wearing next to nothing, or are you fully clothed? You know, yeah, you can be confident in who you are and in your body, but you don't have to flaunt it. You know, so sisters, if you want that respect and if you want brothers to come to you the right way versus coming to you like you're a shot of ass, then you have to carry yourself like that. You know, that's just what it is. Brothers, if you want these sisters to stop dating outside the race or dating themselves, then you got to start taking yourself seriously. You know, you got to stop going home being a man in the house and then going to another man's house and being the fag. You know, it's not going to work neither. The download thing, whoever's out there doing that, you got to stop that too. Everything that's wrong with our culture has to stop if we're going to get somewhere as black people. As far as brothers going in and out of jail, man, eventually you got to have to stop that lifestyle. And if you listen to my show the other day, you heard a young man on there who spent a lot of his young childhood in lockup. But now he's doing different stuff, and that's what's up. You have to change what you are doing. If the current situation that you're in is not working for you, you're going to have to change it. Seriously, if you're living in a city where there's no jobs, no chance for prosperity, you're going to have to get on that highway and ride out. Or just deal with it. But if you deal with it, you can't blame nobody but yourself because you won't do anything to better yourself or your family. And if you do not have the necessary resources, you need to go out there and find the resources because they're all over the place. That's why I say there's no more excuses for the black man. There's no more, you can no longer say, well, this is not out there for me. That's not out there for me. I can't do this. I can't do that. That's because that's not true anymore. So get yourself out of that mindset. Get yourself out of that mindset that I have to go out here and hurt somebody or do something illegal to get where I need to get in life, because you don't have to do that no more. Them days is over. Them days really never exist. It's just all a matter of the decisions and choices people make. Yeah, you can go out here and get the fast money and take the chances, but in the end, will it be all worth it? A lot of people have lost their family, got their family killed, and friends killed due to those bad decisions. And it's not worth a BMW. It's not worth a Benz. It's not worth Gucci and Louis Vuitton. It's not worth G4 flights and all that. You know, if you want all that, do it the right way. And let everybody be a blessing to somebody else rather than being a hurt to somebody else. My dad has a phrase that he used to always use. And he still uses it to this day. Can't help me, don't hurt me. Can't help me, don't hurt me. And a lot of people over the years will hurt everybody around them just to get where they want. Crabs in the basket. So, you know, it is what it is. But we're going to have to change what we're doing if we're gonna move forward and succeed as black people. Got to. And if you don't like what I'm saying, call into the show, man. Call and tell me what your thoughts are. 347-326-9697. I'm willing to take anybody's call. I'm willing to take anybody on who feels like I'm saying something wrong. Or that I shouldn't be saying this. Or why is he saying that? Why is he bashing brothers? I'm bashing brothers because a lot of young brothers are not doing what they're supposed to do. And, yeah, they might be from broken homes. They might be in adoption agencies. They might be out here on the streets on their own. But while you're walking these same streets, there's a light somewhere on that street because there's a church on that corner. There's a school on that corner. There's opportunity in there. But it's all coming down to the opportunity that you want. Do you really want somebody to help you, or do you want to just go out there and just be a nuisance? You know, what do you want out of life? That's what you got to figure it out. Are you tired of living the way that you're living? You know, what's it going to take? We don't have, you know, it's coming to a point to where now things are getting a lot worse. It ain't getting no better no time soon. We got George Bush in office. We need every bit of blessing that we can get for our culture, and we got to do for ourselves. Okay? So, no more excuses. Quit with the bullhorn. Go out there. Get it done. If you need help, in every city, there is some help. So we got a caller. We're going to take this caller. First caller of the day. Thanks for calling Issues of the Day. What's your comment?
Actually, I tuned in a little late. What was the actual topic?
The topic of the day is no more excuses for the black man. And my original guest was supposed to be on the show, was unavailable for today, so I'm just going ahead and doing it myself. But basically, no more excuse for the black man. Pretty much tired of brothers making excuses for the reason why their life is the way it is. They want to blame God. They want to blame the white man. They want to blame the government. They want to blame the state. They want to blame the city. They want to blame everybody except for blaming themselves and doing what they have to do to get things right in their life. So that's what we're talking about today.
Well, I guess my comment on that is a lot of guys, since they weren't brought up with a mom and a dad in their household, they feel like, you know, they can't make it. Well, since my dad was a deadbeat, I'm going to be a deadbeat, whether it be I would be a deadbeat dad or a deadbeat son or something along the lines of that.
Yeah, and where the problem that comes in at, like, and like, I just think I just stated this right before you called in, even though you have those downfalls where you didn't have both parents, or you might be a kid that's in the adoption agency, or you might be a kid that's out here on the streets. I just had a guest the other day on one of my shows that he was one of those people who didn't have either parent. He was out here running around loose because he didn't have nobody to care for him. But he has turned his life around, and he's reading different languages, learning different languages, doing different things so he can better himself. It's all not about what you want. If you're tired of living a certain way, if you're frustrated with how life is treating you, there's a church on every corner. Pick one. God ain't going nowhere. He's gonna be right here. If you don't know how to read and write, there's schools everywhere to teach you how to read and write. There's so much opportunity out here. There's so many resources that people can tap into, but it's all not what you want to really do.
Yeah, I also agree. I've got a friend. She doesn't work. Her parents don't work, so that gives her the reason or more motivation not to work. Same thing. If you want to break the trend, then you have to be the one that goes to work. Your parents don't work. They might get a check from here, Social Security, disability, or whatever, but she should basically, as a 26-year-old now, take a stand and say, I'm going to, you know, set a new trend for my kids or my son or, you know, whoever is in my family. I'm not going to, you know, keep it going, you know, for the next generation to come in my family.
Yeah, a lot of people want to point the finger at somebody. A lot of people just want to make an excuse. And that's why I said there is no more excuse. A lot of people just want a reason to say, well, I can't do this because of this, or my family this, or I mean, it doesn't make any sense, man. If you want to go out there and get a certain age, you can't blame nobody no more.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's certain when you get to a certain age, if your dad walked out on you at 9 and you 50, still blaming your dad for the reason why your life is right, then that's just something wrong with you. You know, it's too. I just know my friend. I got a friend by the name of Warren, and he shows me a lot of these things that goes on Black Enterprise magazine, and just different stories about different people who took the silliest things that you think will not make a dollar, and they're making millions now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people and people always want to say, well, there ain't no opportunity, no jobs. There ain't no jobs, and leave where you at. Leave. There ain't nothing stopping you. You already got nothing. You ain't gonna lose nothing. You got to take a chance and go out there and try to figure out what's out there for you. And if you're not going to do that, well then, hey, then don't blame nobody, don't complain, but don't hurt the next person who's trying to do something. You know, I hear out in the streets sometimes you got guys who, or they're the big dealers, or they're the thugs of the hood, and they'll talk down on somebody who's actually not doing what they're doing. They'll talk down that schoolboy going to school.
Mm-hmm.
He got his books in his hand, and he's really they call him a square. But that square is going to be around 20 more years. Where are they going to be at? Still on the same street corner, still trying to make it.
You're right. I know a lot of people that in high school it was a peer pressure thing. If you're not in this clique, then, you know, you're not accepted. So if you veer off or if you go get a job and everybody else is out here on the corner, then, you know, we're not going to accept you as our friend type thing. So I noticed that a lot when I went to my old job. I was the only person of my age, but everybody else was working at this other job, at McDonald's or something like that. And, you know, they were like, oh, man, you got to come and work at McDonald's. I'm thinking, well, hey, I'm at this job, and nobody else knows that I know you, and I'm making way more money than you, but I'm just not having as much fun as you are. So, you know, they didn't accept me, too, as, you know, working somewhere besides McDonald's type stuff.
Yeah, and what not that it's frustrating, that comes from some lack of motivation in your environment. If you know, a lot of people get hooked on their environment. They see, it really comes up, if you want to be something in life, you have to surround yourself with people who want to be something in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to surround, if you don't want to be nothing, if you want to be a loser, then hang around other losers.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll gladly be a loser for the rest of your life. But if you want to be successful, you got to hang. I mean, it's an old saying goes, if you hang around a millionaire long enough, you're going to end up making a million. Eventually. if you hang around him long enough, I mean, his surrounding of you is going to bring you some kind of fortune if you learn from that person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you sitting around this dude on how to cheat the government out of money every month, that's just what you're gonna do. It's all about what people want to do, man. I get tired of hearing the sob stories. You know, the sob stories are getting old. They've gotten old. You know, if you want something out of life, just get it done, man. All that foot on my neck. Oh, they keep throwing me in jail for stupid stuff. Then quit giving them a reason. You know, quit giving them a reason, man. If you want the people to leave you alone, just do the right thing. If you don't want to do the right thing, you want to do the wrong thing, because it's easier to do wrong than it is to do right. You know?
Right.
It's easy to do wrong, and that's why I try to tell people. We want to thank you for calling in and for your comment.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, no problem. And we want to thank that caller for calling in and giving that statement. I'm glad somebody had to call in and give their point of view into what I was saying, because it is a common problem. You know, when I go out here, I see, you know, when I was working and I was a kid, we took pride in working. I mean, not necessarily, you know, take pride, but just we was happy to have a job. You know, we was teenagers. We went out there and we did the good job at the fast food restaurant. We knew that wasn't gonna be the last place we was gonna be at, but we took pride in that. So these days, you go to a restaurant or wherever it is, you might go retail store, or the mall, or whatever. You see a young teenager. A lot of them, man, we don't have that. We don't care about what we do. We just doing it because we're getting paid. We don't really care about it. We don't have no interest in it. So we treat it like that, and then we wonder why the Hispanics are getting all the jobs. They're moving us out of the workforce, and they're getting all the jobs. Why? Because they work. They take pride in their job. They take pride in what they do, even if they ain't making no money. But they're taking pride in what they do. And I don't know what it's going to take for us, but, you know, like I said, we're going to do this segment again with my guests, and, you know, you're going to get some more information out of this whole situation. This show today just didn't go according to plan. But I want to leave everybody with a song by Scarface, called Heaven. Okay. After that, we're gonna get to some final thoughts. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Issues of the Day Talk Radio with your host Tyus Lyons. Know the new voice of the people. Here it is, Scarface, Heaven.
It's gonna be some shit you might not understand, but you might have to rewind this shit a few times. Heavy, heavy. Check it out. I know tomorrow ain't a promise. That's why I live one day at a time. So when it's my turn, there'll be no crime. I'm aware that when my number's called, I'm punching the clock. No need for screaming at me, my. And plus, I wasn't really happy here to start with. Let that be told. My own homeboy was robbing me, and that's three cold. I said three, it's all intentional, cause two don't count. When your own blood bitter and your homeboy's bounce. Who the fuck is you gonna trust when your old dogs are scheming? And every other corner, you're passing a different demon. And now the closet's open, I remember in this. Your families, your backbones, your friends ain't shit. Now I'm believing what Russia was saying back in the days. When the homeboys left, she the only one staying. For that very reason, I'ma try to give her the world. I found heaven in the form of a girl. Everybody saying, about religion, this just ain't no song. I'm hearing niggas making up scriptures and playing the law. You're probably saying I'm the hypocrite for judging these folks, but you can tell me ain't a Christian by the way that these folks. I pray for everybody, hoping that they hear that voice, the one that paralyzes you from head down, boy. When you aware of your surroundings, yet you still can't move. Water shooting out of your eye if you hear this dude. And the voice is much louder than the voice that you thought was the voice of the Holy Spirit. It'll change your life when you hear it. And the next morning you wake up and the world look lighter. The grass greener and the sun brighter. I know the feeling firsthand, I witnessed the sights. When I allowed the Lord to come in my life,
and it was like hell. But I'm a man, I ain't perfect. That's a poor excuse that ain't working. I asked him for forgiveness, never saying a commit. Hoping he gon' let me stay on his list. I'm trying to get you. America's beautiful, don't be so cold. How you expecting our seeds gon' grow when you trap us in the gun? Show love to the other motherfuckers while we right here starving at home. I'd cry if I thought that me shedding a tear might help. Then again, me shedding tears don't help. I wanna call up to the president just to see if he no help. Let him know you up Shit Creek yourself. We all sinners facing the winter with no socks and no shoes. In the position where we all gon' lose. Instead of penitentiaries, we gon' need more schools. And what the fuck is we gon' do? Sit around and let the world pass us by. Waiting on a message for the reverend. And he ain't but another man trying to get to.
That was Scarface with Heaven. You can find that song on the album called The Fix. Yeah. I want to thank everybody again for tuning in to Issues of the Day. I want to appreciate that call for calling in. And I want everybody, I got a little final thought, Josh, I just want to throw out here. I'm not down talking on our people. I love my people. I want to see us do good. I want to see us do great things. We still got a chance to take care and do that. But we have to get back to the original, you know, how we used to be and how we took pride in our jobs, how we took pride in our families and the community and our churches and so forth. A lot of stuff has faded away, and we still have people that are out there doing great things. We still have great churches. We still have great communities. We still have powerful families who take, you know, pride in each other and so forth. We had to get back to a mass number of families and communities and churches and everybody doing that, and that's what I'm trying to stress right now. That's what we need. That's what needs to get done if we want to get to the level that we want to get at. No more excuses, man. Get it done. And get God in your life, man. God is going to help you get through those rough edges, get through those rough times, but you got to love him and respect him and pray to him and talk to him even when things are going great. You know, I mean, not just when something's always going on, but even when things are going great, man. Stop with the excuses. Get it done. Find a way. You can find a way to do the wrong thing. You can definitely find a way to do the right thing. And that's just what I'm telling you. We're going to come back to this segment again sometime next week. My guest can be on the show once again, man. Thanks for tuning in to Issues of the Day Talk Radio, to the new voice of the people. Don't forget, don't miss Monday's episode. We're coming right back with it Monday, 8 o'clock, Monday through Thursday at 8 o'clock, Fridays at 3. All right? Hey, this is how we're doing it. This is how it's going down. Thank everybody for tuning in. Like I always say, love each other as you expect to be loved. God bless.